A convenience store clerk is shot during an armed robbery. She lies on the floor bleeding, certain she is about to die. She tells a responding officer that the man in the red jacket who emptied the register is the one who shot her. She survives with permanent brain injury and cannot testify. The defendant is prosecuted for armed robbery and attempted murder, and the prosecution offers her words as a dying declaration. Do they come in? No. And not for any reason you would guess. She genuinely believed she was dying. She described the cause. She is unavailable. Every element is satisfied. It fails because of the charge on the indictment. And that is what this topic runs on. An exception is a checklist, and one unmet item sinks it. Here is the root. First, the two families of exceptions and the question that sorts them. Then, the everyday workhorses that do not care whether the declarant is available. Then the ones that require an unavailable declarant, and how you prove unavailability. And finally, the two overlays that can defeat an exception that otherwise fits. Start with the sorting question, because you ask it every time. The federal rules put the true exceptions in two groups. FRE 803 exceptions apply whether or not the declarant is available. The declarant can be sitting in the courtroom and the statement still comes in, because the circumstances in which it was made are what make it reliable. FRE 804 exceptions apply only if the declarant is unavailable. These rest on necessity, not reliability. We would rather have live testimony, we cannot get it, so we settle. Which gives you a free point on a lot of questions. If the fact pattern says the declarant is available and testifying, no 804 exception applies. Cross them all off. Now the 803 workhorses. Two cousins first, and the exam loves making you choose. A present sense impression, FRE 803-1, is reliable because it is instant. The declarant describes or explains an event while perceiving it or immediately after, so there is no time to fabricate. It does not have to be exciting at all. Calm is fine. An excited utterance, FRE 803-2, is reliable for the opposite reason. A startling event jolted the declarant into speaking without reflection, and the statement comes while they are still under that stress. It can come later, as long as the stress has not worn off. And it only has to relate to the event, not describe it. Watch them separate. A woman on the phone, watching from her window, says calmly that the truck is flying and just blew the stop sign. Present sense impression. Now a gas explosion knocks a passerby flat, and still trembling he shouts that the repair crew was down in that basement all morning. Excited utterance, and notice it assigns blame and still qualifies, because it need only relate to the event. For both, the declarant must have perceived the event, but need not be a participant. A bystander counts. Next, then existing condition. FRE 803-3. A statement about how the declarant feels or what they intend right now. I am terrified of him. My chest hurts. And the powerful move is intent used to prove conduct. A man tells his roommate he is driving to the city tomorrow to meet Raj. That proves he made the trip. Two limits trip people constantly. The exception covers a present state of mind, not a backward-looking memory or belief. A woman writes in her journal that she is now certain the mechanic cut her brake lines. Admissible to prove he did it? No. That is belief offered to prove the fact believed, and letting it in would swallow the hearsay rule. The lone carve-out is a statement about the declarant's own will. Second limit. A present physical feeling fits. My back aches right now. But past symptoms do not. For those you need FRE 803-4, statements for medical diagnosis or treatment. Lying to the person trying to heal you is self-defeating, so we trust these. The statement must be reasonably pertinent to diagnosis or treatment and may describe medical history, symptoms, and the general cause of the injury. "So I fell off a ladder and landed on my wrist" comes in because how it happened helps the doctor treat it. What generally does not is fault or identity. "My neighbor pushed me" is not pertinent. The big exception is abuse. In child abuse and domestic abuse cases, the abuser's identity can be pertinent, so the patient is not discharged back to the abuser. Two details worth memorizing. The statement need not come from the patient, so a parent describing a child's symptoms counts, and it need not go to a physician. A nurse or paramedic works. And statements to a doctor consulted only to testify still qualify, because the rule reaches diagnosis as well as treatment. Recorded recollection, FRE 8035. A witness once knew a fact cold and wrote it down, but by trial the memory is gone. Four elements. The witness once had personal knowledge. The witness now cannot recall it well enough to testify accurately. The record was made or adopted when the matter was fresh, and it accurately reflected that knowledge. Then, a quirky mechanics rule. The record is read into evidence for the jury to hear, not handed to them as an exhibit unless the opposing party offers it. And do not confuse this with refreshing recollection under FRE 612. There you show the witness anything at all to jog the memory, and the thing you used is not evidence. Memory jogged versus memory gone. Business records, FRE 8036. One of the most heavily tested rules in evidence. Four things. Made at or near the time by or from information transmitted by someone with knowledge. Kept in the course of a regularly conducted activity. Making such records was a regular practice, and shown through a custodian, a qualified witness, or an FRE 902 certification. Even then, it is out if the opponent shows the source or circumstances of preparation indicate a lack of trustworthiness. Two classic traps. First, whoever supplied the information must have had a business duty to report it. A bystander's words written into a company file are separate hearsay, needing their own exception. Second, records built primarily for litigation are suspect. A freight company's dispatch log, entered the moment a driver confirms drop-off and used to bill customers, is clean. An accident investigation report the legal department orders up after a crash is not. And FRE 8037 proves something never happened by the absence of an entry. Public records. FRE 8038 cover three kinds. Records of the office's own activities. Matters observed under a legal duty to report, but not, in a criminal case, matters observed by law enforcement personnel. And factual findings from a legally authorized investigation, but only in a civil case, or against the government in a criminal case. Factual findings is read broadly, including a report's conclusions, so a safety board's finding that a guardrail was defective comes in. And those law enforcement limits protect the accused. The prosecution cannot slide an officer's observations in to dodge cross-examination, or dodge that by calling the police report a business record. Two smaller ones. Learned Treatises, FRE 803-18. An authoritative text can be read to the jury for its truth on two conditions. It is called to an expert's attention on cross, or relied on by the expert on direct, and it is established as a reliable authority. Read into evidence, never received as an exhibit. And reputation concerning character, FRE 803-21. which is what makes reputation testimony work. Beyond those, 803 runs past 20 exceptions covering routine, trustworthy records. FRE 807 is the residual exception, a narrow last resort, not a way around the specific ones. Now the second family, and every one has a gate. Prove unavailability first. FRE 804 A lists 5 ways. A privilege excuses them. They refuse despite a court order. They testify to not remembering the subject. They cannot testify because of death or illness. Or they are absent and cannot be brought in by reasonable means. And unavailability is a legal status, not physical absence. Try one. A witness is subpoenaed, takes the stand, and genuinely cannot remember anything about the events. Unavailable or not? Unavailable, even sitting right there answering questions. One catch. A party that wrongfully caused the declarant's absence cannot then claim unavailability. Former testimony. FRE 804 B 1. A witness already testified under oath and got cross-examined, and now cannot be produced, so the transcript is reused. It must have come at a trial, hearing, or lawful deposition, and be offered against a party who had an opportunity and a similar motive to develop it. Civil cases allow a predecessor in interest. Criminal cases do not, which is why grand jury testimony usually fails against the accused. Which brings us back to our clerk. A dying declaration, FRE 804B2, needs a genuine belief that death was imminent, a settled sense of hopeless expectation rather than passing fear, a statement about the cause or circumstances of that death, and an unavailable declarant. She met all three. And note, she did not have to die. Survival does not defeat it. What defeats it is the limit that has nothing to do with reliability. Under the federal rules, the exception is available only in a homicide prosecution or in any civil case. Robbery, assault, attempted murder, none qualify. Change her case to a wrongful death suit, and the same words come in. That is the trap, and it is on the exam constantly. Statement against interest. FRE 804 B3. People do not casually say things that hurt themselves, so a statement so contrary to the declarant's money, property, or liberty that a reasonable person would only say it if true is trusted. It needs an unavailable declarant, but the declarant need not be a party. That is the line separating it from a party's own statement, which needs neither unavailability nor anything against interest. Two refinements. In a criminal case, when the statement is offered as exposing the declarant to criminal liability, it comes in only if corroborating circumstances clearly indicate trustworthiness. As amended in 2024, the court weighs the totality of the circumstances and any other evidence supporting or undermining it, whichever side offers the statement. And courts parse a mixed statement piece by piece. If an unavailable declarant says, "I robbed the bank and my cousin drove the getaway car," the self-incriminating half is against interest. The half shifting blame to the cousin may not be, so that portion can be cut out. Forfeiture by wrongdoing, FRE 804 B6. Make a witness disappear and you lose the right to complain their statements are hearsay. It works against a party who wrongfully caused or acquiesced in causing the unavailability, intending that result. That intent element is essential. Killing someone for unrelated reasons forfeits nothing. Killing them to stop them talking forfeits everything. Two overlays close this out. FRE 805, hearsay within hearsay. Every layer needs its own exception. A hospital record repeating a patient's account has two layers. and the business records exception covers only the record keeping, and in criminal cases, the confrontation clause. A testimonial statement by an unavailable declarant cannot be used against the accused unless he had a prior chance to cross-examine, no matter which exception fits. Testimonial means the primary purpose was creating evidence for a prosecution. A crime lab report saying a substance is cocaine is testimonial, and no records exception gets it in without the analyst. A word on authorities. This episode named no cases, and that is deliberate. Next-gen questions hand you a statement and ask which exception saves it. As this topic's own materials put it, precision on the elements is what earns the points. Everything here is the federal rules of evidence, plus the Sixth Amendment sitting on top in criminal cases. If you keep only three things, keep these. The family question, FRE 803 versus FRE 804, which you ask before anything else. The dividing lines the exam probes, present sense impression against excited utterance, and recorded recollection against refreshing. And the layering rule, because records are where hearsay hides inside hearsay. Now the traps, straight from the examiner's favorites. 1. Confusing the two families. If the fact pattern says the declarant is testifying, no 804 exception works. 2. Dying declarations beyond homicide. Under the federal rules, they reach homicide prosecutions and civil cases only. Never assault, robbery, or attempted murder. 3. The backward look in 803. 3. A statement of memory or belief offered to prove the fact remembered is not covered. 4. Medical statements of fault. Cause is admissible. Fault and identity usually are not, except the abuser's identity in abuse cases. 5. Multiple hearsay in records. The record exception covers the record keeping, never the outsider's words inside it. 6. Records built for litigation, which can be excluded as untrustworthy, however routine they look. 7. Reaching for a statement against interest when the declarant is a party. Use the opposing party route instead. And 8. Forgetting the confrontation clause. This topic is starred, so expect no rule text in front of you. Time for the quick check. And this one comes straight from the Bargo Question Bank. A plaintiff offers a certified hospital record, kept in the regular course of the hospital's business. It contains a triage nurse's note reading, "Patient states she fell from a ladder onto her wrist." The plaintiff offers it to prove she did fall. The defendant objects that this is a statement inside a statement. What must be true for the record to prove the fall? Option 1. It is inadmissible because multiple layers of hearsay are always barred. Option 2. Only the outer business record layer needs an exception, and the patient's statement rides along. Option 3. Each layer needs its own exception. The record as a business record, and the statement as one made for treatment. Pause here if you want a moment. The answer is option 3. Under FRE 805, hearsay within hearsay is admissible only if every layer independently fits an exception. There are two here. The hospital record, which qualifies as a business record, and the patient's account of how she was hurt, which qualifies under the medical exception because describing a ladder fall is pertinent to treatment. Option 2 is the common error. The business records exception validates the record keeping, not an embedded assertion. And option 1 is too absolute. Multiple hearsay is admissible precisely when each layer is separately accepted. There are 30 plus more questions on this topic alone, each explained. 5 things to take away. 1. Ask the family question first. FRE 803 does not care whether the declarant is available. FRE 804 requires unavailability, and you prove it before anything else. 2. the cousins. Present sense impression needs speed and description. Excited utterance needs stress and only has to relate to the event. 3. 8033 is present tense only. No backward-looking beliefs, and medical statements reach cause, but usually not fault. 4. Records are where the traps live. Business duty for the source. Litigation purpose kills trustworthiness, and the law enforcement limits on public records cannot be dodged by calling the report something else. 5. Every layer of hearsay needs its own exception, and in a criminal case, a testimonial statement can be barred no matter which exception it fits, which is why our clerk's identification never reached the jury. She met every element the exception asks about reliability and failed the one it asks about the charge. Read the whole checklist every time. Next time, confrontation. Practice this topic with more than 2,900 exam-style questions, free to start, at nextgenbargo.com. This episode is for education and exam preparation only, not legal advice, and we are not affiliated with or endorsed by the NCBE or any bar examining authority.